We ask that as we look into your word, that you shall reveal yourself to us in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for open eyes and open ears, open hearts in the name of Jesus. Let the light of your word shine in our hearts. Let it transform us into new people, into better people. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. What's the name? You know. Yeah, I didn't say. What's the name? Toby. No, it's not. Is it Toby? T Toby. Oh, okay. Is this your first time? I've been here before. Thank you. All right. So, T Toby, if you want to drink that, you can't drink that when services. So if you want to drink that, you go out, you drink it, then you come back. Okay? So do you want to drink it? Okay. If you want to drink it, I've told you, you can go out, drink it, then come back. You're thirsty, Abby. I'll see you running around. Are you thirsty? You just want to drink something sweet. Okay. All right. Since when have you been in church? No, like today. Then you came here, right? Yeah, that's how they you're wearing school uniform. Why? What's happening in school today? Okay, extension class. Okay. Okay. What class are you in? Primary 4. Wow. That's great. All right, so were you here last week? Okay. Who's your parents? Who are your parents? Like, are they members of this church? Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay, guys, thanks. All right. That's cool. All right, so we've been looking at the proper use of the tongue, Abby. Yeah, and what did we say last week? What did we look at last week? Who can remind us? We spoke last week about, we still continued on the wrong use of the tongue, and we spoke about verbal abuse, Abby, and then also coerce jesting. Hallelujah. Amen. Spoke about verbal abuse and coerce jesting. You know, there's a lady that killed herself this week. They say that the reason why she killed herself is because of the jamb situation. From your response, I think some of you have heard that story, Abby, that she killed herself because of the jam situation. It's not true. Or number one, we don't know. It's a story that we heard. But if she really killed herself, it's not the jam situation. Okay? It's what people were saying around her. Hallelujah. Words are very, very powerful. Can you tap your neighbor and say, words are powerful? So be careful of how you use your mouth. Yeah. Very, very careful. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not because of jump. There are people that scored 120 that said, oh boy, we move on. What can we do? You understand? But it's because, unfortunately, if it's true, because like I said, it's what they said online. I've not. I should be very careful of just running with what you hear online. But if it's true, which is not out of the realm of possibility that it can happen, it is not because of the jump results. Amen. All right? It's not because of the jump results. It's because, number one, she's clearly already in a very vulnerable state. You know? And then words were spoken. And because of those words, it made sense for her to take her life. Very sad story, Abby. Abby, no? Yeah, it's a very sad story. So, words are very, very powerful. You don't know what could have been the trigger. It might have been a joke. It might have been, see you, a failure. You know? You understand? It could have been maybe when she watched the news, she saw people insulting them. You know, people are chopping a lot of insults. Well, it's not, some of it is justified because you don't read. So, a generation doesn't really have sense like that. Are we together? Huh? Yeah, it's the truth. It's not, you don't read, so you don't know anything. So, you know, maybe she was watching TV and she was watching how people were insulting and saying, the youth of today, instead of reading, they're on TikTok. You know, and they were yapping, and she took it personal because she's unstable. And then she, bam. So words are very, very powerful. Hallelujah. You understand? All right? Words are very, very powerful. So you need to be very, very careful of how you use your words. The issue is, are you going to be God or Satan? That's what we're talking about. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So we'll continue. I hope, you know, maybe God will give us speed and we'll be done today. But the crusade guys, the ministry team and the crusade guys, let's wait after service to meet. I hope we can be done today. If it won't be done today, we'll probably be done next week. Because I need to, help me open it, because I need to move on to other things. In the book, the book will be more in-depth, so you guys would read. How many of you are excited to read? Okay. All right, Summer Academy, you will read. The words begin to come out of your ear. Huh? For anything in life, don't miss that Summer Academy. If you read book, you know. The reason is so beautiful. The reason why you don't like reading is that it was introduced to you in a boring way in school. So maybe some of you, the first literature book you read was Shakespeare. Can you imagine? That was the first. Even me, sir, when I was young, me, that used to form, I like reading. I was a science student. One day I went to go and pack. Or I don't know which one did I pack. Was it which one is the one about the general that killed somebody? Huh? Othello, yeah, one of those ones. I'm on from page one. The English, they were saying that thing there. I was like, oh boy. Ah, I gave up. I said, no. I'd rather read Easy Goes to School than this. And this thing that they're calling Shakespeare, you know. So that's why a lot of us don't like to read, because of that, how it was introduced. Or maybe Oliver Twist. At least Oliver Twist you can still manage, but Oliver Twist is still hardcore. It's simple, but it's still hardcore. In that sense. But I tell you the truth, just forget all that trauma. Reading is a very, very beautiful. It's a blessing that we can read. God did us a great favor that we can read. Maybe in that Summer Academy we'll teach about the history of reading. You know, reading is not a common thing. No. And everybody can read. It's a revolution. Once upon a time, maybe only 10 people can read in a whole state. And they'll be the ones telling everybody what is in the Bible. Do you understand? Maybe in this whole Nigeria now, maybe only 5,000 people can read. And there'll be Catholic priests, people of the clergy. And they'll be the ones telling everybody what's in the Bible. Nobody knew what was in the Bible. So they'll tell people. After a while, they'll start telling, or not they'll start, they started telling people that one of the ways to cleanse yourself of sin and go to heaven is to pay money. They call it tribute. So what if your, maybe like now your auntie died, and you're not sure she's born again. If you pay tribute from hell, they'll take her to heaven. Yeah. Start telling people, pay tribute. Even you too, if you sin, how will God forgive you? Pay tribute. And people believe it because it's only a few people that can read the Bible. You understand? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. In fact, the invention of printing, the objective of printing was so that the Bible could be widely read. That was the thinking behind the technology. You know, that was the passion behind the technology, because not only could few people read, there were few books. Because every book, you had to write it with hand. How many can you write with hand? Very few. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So the invention of printing, yeah, we'll look at it. The invention of printing was so that the Bible could be mass printed. Do you understand? Yeah. Well, so that the Bible could be mass printed. And it was revolutionary. It caused war. You know, it caused war. When you see protest, I've never heard of that term, Protestant. You've never heard of that term, Protestant. You've heard of it. You know, we are Protestants. The original OG church is Catholic Church. We are Protestant. Why are we protesting? We are protesting against. It was like a rebellion. It was like a schism. First started with Martin Luther and them. Everything, Anglican, Methodist, all those things, is people breaking out from the Catholic Church. So in church history, you have two types of, at least contemporary, modern-day church history. You have original church, which is Catholic Church. And you have Protestant churches, which is every other person. We broke out. We say, you people, your oppression is too much. So we broke out. Amen. And all of this is just so that people can read. So that people can read the Bible for themselves, everything for themselves. All right. So, that was a digression. So, we'll quickly look at two or three things. In terms of the wrong use of the tongue. You know, we first started with Ben, please come. Please come. All right, so first we are looking at evil speaking, Abby, and we are just discussing the types of evil speaking. Don't worry, if your window is open, just pray to God that somebody will close it for you. God can do all things. You don't know what God can do. So the first evil speaking that we looked at was complaining, Abby. Then we looked at verbal abuse, coerced jesting. Now we're going to look at slander quickly. Slander, can we say that? Can we say it one more time? Yeah, Yeah, slander. Now, what is slander? Okay? Slander is simply spreading false information about people or circumstances. Are we together? Huh? Thank you. It's about spreading false information. You know those people now, you were not there, you say you were there. You know, I saw him thinking. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. It's about making statements not based on facts. Are we together? Huh? It's about making statements not based on facts. Amen. If you can understand, I won't spend too much time here because I really want us to cover some ground, and I don't want us to stay here for long. But if you can understand this thing today, your maturity level will multiply immediately. This is one major area that people don't understand how to navigate in life. Are we together? It's very easy to sway people with emotion. Okay? And most people are naive. Hallelujah. Stay with me. Most people are naive in life. Bible calls it being simple-minded. Naive, best. Okay? Most people in life don't understand the perils of life. Even the knowledge that people think they have is just fake knowledge. It's not real wisdom. What I mean, for instance, is that when somebody, for instance, is saying that you have to be careful around women, no, don't trust them, you know, that kind of talk. It sounds like wisdom, but it's just a very darkened kind of wisdom. The person is still blessed. The person is still being under the oppression of demons. That's why they think that way. Most people in life don't understand. Okay, and please come. What was I saying? Yeah. Lack of wisdom. Let me show you something quickly in Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 1. Let's go to Proverbs 1. All of you should do a personal study on Proverbs. You should always read it. Okay? It's for young people. If there's time this year, we'll probably do like a study on Proverbs, but there might not be time. Now let's start from verse 1. Let's read Amplified. The Proverbs, truths obscurely expressed, maxims of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know skillful and godly wisdom and instruction, to discern and comprehend the words of understanding and insight. Now, Solomon is here explaining why he wrote the book. Do you understand? Let's start from verse 1 again. The Proverbs, truths obscurely expressed. Maxims, we'll come back to this. Maxims of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Wait here. So he's introducing the book by saying this is what is contained in this book. Do you understand? All right. This book is about the Proverbs. of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Then verse 2. To know. Okay? So he's not talking about why this book exists. Do you understand? Right? So the first thing is to know skillful and godly wisdom and instruction. The second is to discern and comprehend the words of understanding and insights. Let's go to verse 3. To receive instruction in wise behavior and the discipline of wise thoughtfulness, righteousness, justice, and integrity. Still see around? I can't see her. Where is she? Okay. Verse 4. That prudence. Everybody say prudence. Yes. That is good judgments, astute common sense, may be given to the naive or inexperienced who are easily misled. Okay? That's what it means by guess, you know. You will see story online, it will be emotional. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? Who are easily misled, and knowledge and discernment, intelligent discernment to the what? To the youth. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, that's that. So, there is something called being naive. And Solomon wrote this book so that people will no longer be naive. Okay? Or simple-minded. When you are simple-minded, your mind is... And that's how we all start. We all start as simple-minded people. What cures simple-mindedness is wisdom. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, going back to the story of slander, there are three key aspects of slander. Okay? The first is false statements. Remember, we said that these are statements that are not based on facts. Hallelujah. Huh? False statements. The second is that it damages reputation. Those are the key aspects of slander. When slander is being said, these are the three things that you will see. The first thing is that you will see false statements. And you will see reputational damage. You will see like something about somebody that is damaging that person's reputation. And then the last aspect of slander, it can happen at times, it might not happen at times, is that it's, you see, intentionality. Okay? There's an intentionality to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning that in the person that is slandering, the person is slandering intentionally because they want to damage the person's reputation. One of the reasons why you have a lot of controversy in the world is that most people are not equipped to spot slander. Most people assume that people generally say the truth. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? That's why even as a Christian, it's almost like lottery. The way your Christianity will shape up, it depends on who is your first teacher. You get it? Because very few Christians would, you know, very few of you, for instance, after you hear this teaching, will go back home and read the thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So most Christians take what they hear as facts. So it's usually who speaks to them first. That's what they run with. Are we together? Look at Drake now. Everybody used to love Drake. Are we now? Everybody used to love Drake. You know? Do you know Drake? No, yeah, okay, you don't know Drake. He's too old for you. But everybody used to love Drake. Everybody say, wow, this guy is the greatest hip-hop artist. Everybody say, love him. All of a sudden, Kendrick Lamar said one or two things about him. People don't love him again. You understand? That's how human beings are. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you see those three elements. What are the three elements? Yeah? Intentionality. Okay? Praise God. You know, lying is more natural than telling the truth. Telling the truth is an abnormality. You know? Amen. You don't teach people to lie. You teach people to tell the truth. So why is it that human beings have an innate understanding of this thing, but then when someone comes and tells you something, you just assume the person is saying the truth? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you truly have sense, you should always suspect everybody of lying. Because most people lie. Lie is more common than truth. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So in communication with people, we don't rule based on emotion. We rule based on facts, what can be proven. Hallelujah. Are we together? We don't rule based on the sweetness of the story or how the story perfectly matches up together. Huh? We respond or we rule based on facts and what can be proven. This one kills many human beings. Amen. Huh? Someone should come and tell me now that maybe one boy kissed him in the closet. And I say, okay, wait, let's investigate. You know, if we carry that online now, people can start saying, you need to believe women. Eh? Like, you see, this is what we are talking about. Amen. Human beings are not equipped for this level of maturity. Once you just come like this and say, he did this to me, they did that to me. Once you can cry more, you know, once you can cry more than the next person, you might be able to sway to your side. Hallelujah. Are we together? What I'm telling you is serious, though. Very serious. This thing kills people. And if you don't know how to defend yourself from, well, if you don't understand this thing, you'll be a victim of witchcraft. You know, because you have not yet met. Some of you have those tendencies now. Maybe before you got saved, you know, if there's no boy like this that you've been timing, you know what to say. Everybody will hate him. Do you understand? People know what I'm talking about. It's the natural tendency of the fallen man to slander. You get? Amen. So, should I continue? Because I don't want to. Anyhow, so once you can emotionally tell your side in a more emotional way, usually you would carry people to your side. You understand? I remember many years ago, somebody was with me, you know, and the person had very bad behavior. So the person didn't want to change because I don't have time for people's nonsense. So the person was having bad behavior. Among you people, a teenager like you. So the person didn't want to change. So this person will go around and be talking to her friends that, you see, the way they are treating me, you know, I'm suffering. You know, I'm suffering. You know, you know, and then the friends took best. You know, they were believing. I don't know, only God knows. Maybe, I don't know what they were saying. Maybe they were like giving rubbish counsel. I know the counsel was rubbish, you know. They were believing. He couldn't, you know, because they were young, so it's understandable. But he couldn't enter into their mind that this person could actually be lying. You get? Because when this person talks about me and my wife behind our back to other people, the picture they will paint, you know, as if you are these wicked human beings. You understand? Are we together? As if you are wicked human beings, and you know, Shosha saying everything. Eventually, Tinsha came out, and then all of them were now embarrassed. You know, all of them were now embarrassed. So embarrassed, like. I could feel it. They were like, hi. So you mean all these things that I believe was a lie? I've experienced that thing twice. The thing is usually shocking. You know. The other one was, that one, I've never seen somebody like that in my life. That thing was a shocker. You know when somebody lies? You know. Someone can lie. It's in a turn to spiritual matter. It basically can come and tell you now that, you know, this person lied so much. The person formed a whole background that I have this boyfriend in Yaba. Church member, I have this boyfriend in Yaba. He used to sleep with me. He used to molest me. Everything is a lie. He used to sleep with me. He used to molest me. You know, I need to come out of it. I need to come out of it. Please pray for me. Pray for me. Ah, that one's FD. That one's FD. Person will lie, you know. In fact, one day the person said that that the boyfriend is telling him that you are in, I think maybe, we are calling your name. Maybe they are trying to do some jazz. That people should pray for me. So the person wanted us to pray all night, a night vigil, you know. Like, please pray for me. Pray for me. Church member, this person is not a strange person. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. You know? Amen. Pray for me, pray for me. You know? And I remember one day, because me too, I was blessed that time. I didn't know my left from my right. And I remember one day, we had a meeting with Pizak. And then after the person said the whole story, he said everything. So the meeting finished. So the person left, Sha. Then, and Papi just looked at me and said, we need to fast and pray. I'm sensing a strong spirit of lying from this conversation. We need to fast and pray. You know. So like months later, maybe like a year or so later, this person even lied about abortion. It got that bad. Like, that I had an abortion. That one, the lie entered spiritual realm. Lie. You know? So this one, it happened again, you know, because that person too had friends in church. You know? And so, eventually, I was the one that had to break the news to them that this girl is a liar. All your emotional heartbreak. They were shocked. I remember that day. I saw the shock on their face. Because the story will be so high, you know? And the thing that always kills people is like, because you can't lie about it, you assume that another person cannot lie about it. You get? So because you have your boundary, you assume that for someone to say, how many stories have we believed based on that thing? You can't lie about that thing. You know, that's what people say now. What's the other thing they say? There's no smoke without fire, you know? So once you say something, even if it's not true, at least there's small truth in it. It's because they're naive. They don't know life. Amen. So they were shocked. Like, eh? I can lie like this. People deal. Hallelujah. There are people. You understand? Let's look at some scriptures. Let's go to Leviticus. Leviticus 19, verse 16. Oh, you're right there. You shall not go around as a gossip among your people. And you're not to act against the life of your neighbor with slander or false testimony. I am the Lord. Amen. Let's go back to NKJV. Can we read together? I want to go. Amen. Let's go to Exodus 23, verse 1. Can we read together? I want to go. Amen. Can we read it again? Let's read it well. One, two, go. What is a false report? A false report is a report that you are giving that you don't have facts for. Are we together? Eh? Amen. Are we together? That's what a false report is. Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what the false report is. It's a report that you give that you do not have facts for. When the Bible says that we shouldn't conclude on any matter except there are two or three witnesses, it is because the burden, you see, the damage of false reports is very severe, that it is better. And that's why at least sensible justice system, I don't know about Nigeria, but at least sensible justice system is that it is better for a false person to go free than an innocent person to be falsely accused. Do you understand what I'm saying? Shall I explain what I'm saying? Okay, let me explain. So when we think of justice, for instance, when we think of justice, we have laws. And then if you break a law, we carry you to court, and then there's a process to determine whether you actually broke that law, right? And then if whatever is found, you could be found guilty. If you're found guilty, you are sentenced, right? If you're found innocent, you are released. Again, now, when we think about justice, the way we structure it is such that we want to be very sure that everybody that you are finding guilty is actually guilty. So you have bars of evidence that you need to have. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? If you murder somebody, you can get away with it. Why? Because in Nigeria, they can just put you in police station and you're like that forever. But what I'm talking about is people that have sense. All right? In a sinner legal society, right? Even though everybody knows that you killed this person, if it cannot be proven, you will still go free in court. Even though the judge might know that this guy killed this guy, But if the police and the government that is prosecuting you cannot bring the evidence that is required to convict you, do you get what I'm saying? Right? They have no choice but to let you go. It is done in such a way because you cannot convict people based on hearsay. Hearsay is not reliable. People can tell the truth, people can lie. So for you to be able to conclude on matters, you need witnesses. Amen. Are we together? You need witnesses. So we don't go around believing things. This is why, let me tell you something. This is why, let me say it first before I then teach you something else. What I want to teach you is very hard though. It's very hard. I hope you can hear it. This is why it's not everything that the solution is to attack people. At times, the solution is that you need to heal. For example, it is very possible that most likely, not even for example, if you are raped 15 years ago, it will be very hard for you to prove it 15 years later. Are you hear what I'm saying? Are you hear what I'm saying? It will be very hard because it will just be your word. This guy rapes me. Now, it's different if you can find one kind of unique way. Maybe he admitted to it or something like that, right? But if he says I'm innocent, where's your proof? Most likely to be very hard because it's 15 years. You have peed. How many times have you peed since 15 years ago? Yeah, you can't go and do anything, right? So most likely, you are not going to get justice from human courts. You will have to heal, and then God will not be the one that gives you justice. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how life is, though. Amen. So, when we operate based on facts. When we wonder, what's happening? What's happening? What is happening? I'm saying, who needs pen? So, is everybody satisfied now? Because they're distracting me. Okay. What was I saying? So, we operate based on facts. We don't give false reports. When they ask us, did you see it happen? Even though we don't like the person, if we didn't see it happen, we'll say, actually, I did not see it happen. Even though I don't like the person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Huh? So that we don't fall into the trap of slander. It's a very bad habit to have, to just carelessly conclude on things. Very, very bad habit to have. And it will lead into trouble, serious trouble one day. So you operate based on facts. If someone comes and tells you something, you don't run. You calm yourself down, and then you say, where are the facts? Hallelujah. Amen. Let us look at, I think I've explained it here, so I think we can move on. Let's look at Matthew 12. Let's not look at, let's go to gossip quickly. So, in life, you make sure that you do not slander anyone. For instance, what's an example of a slanderous statement? You know, one day like this, in I was having a conversation with a group of people, and they were talking about men of God, and The speaking was very annoying, but they didn't know that was very annoying. So I wanted to educate them on how careless words have impact. So I told them to pause. And then I called a lady amongst them. And I said, this pastor that you guys are, or this pastor now, your current pastor now, of the current church you attend, you love the church, Abby? Yeah. You are grateful to God that you attend this church, Abby? Yeah. If I were to ask you now, God is blessing you through this man's ministry, you say yes, Abby? Yes. So this man has been a blessing to you. We've accepted that. However, the first time you saw this man, or before you started attending the church, what changed your mind was that you attended the church. But before you attended the church, you didn't like this man. Yeah. You thought he was proud. You thought he was this. You thought he was that. Yes. Now, why didn't you like the person that God sent to bless you when you first saw him? Did you ever listen to 15 minutes of a sermon to judge that he's a bad person? No. So why is it that somebody that God sent to bless you, the first time you saw him, you didn't like him? It's because of this kind of conversations you guys are having. When you come and say, oh, that man of God, I don't like him. He's too proud. He's funny. He's only suit. They wear. Brr, 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 brr. Hallelujah. So you say things like, these men of God are thieves. Abi, you've heard that, Abi? Have you heard that? Yeah. Now, the person saying that thing, was the person in a meeting where you saw that he was on laptop doing yahoo yahoo or something, you know? Was he there? No. Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm saying? Eh? Is it that maybe you did business that he duped you of your money and ran away? No. You just said something without evidence. Hallelujah. Now, that reputational damage, if it's that it's just the person that is being damaged, is okay, but you're actually polluting other people's minds towards people. Are we together? Some of you know what I'm talking about now. Maybe in your school, you know that, you know, you are the one that spread that gossip. You know, it's you. It came from you. Huh? Maybe you're the one that originated it. Maybe that girl that you don't like. You know, maybe you and her are fighting for boyfriend. You know. There's no way like that here, B. Okay, no. I don't believe it. But you get now, like maybe you're in competition with somebody, maybe for head prefect. You know, I'm telling you, some people can go as far as, you know, they'll just stylishly chip in. You know. I saw her the other day with all those boys. You know, these girls, they need to be careful. But it's because they want head girl. That's why they'll go and meet their teacher and slander. Hallelujah. So you don't be caught, eh? And simply put, is simple. What you don't have evidence for, keep your mouth shut. If you can't prove it, don't say it. For you to rise up and say, I was there, I saw him, then let it be that you are really there. Don't assume. Don't do assumption. Amen. Amen. Okay? Don't do assumption. It's very painful. And you don't want to, because you see, this thing is a high-level spiritual warfare. You don't want to fight this warfare with the wrong person. You don't want to. Amen. Amen. Because this thing, it is an attack. I told you last week that this word is murder. It's not just mouth. Are we together? Jesus Christ said, whoever calls somebody fool will go to a fire. You understand? They are counting this thing in the New Testament that you kill somebody. It's not like you carry a knife and stab the person. If you slander somebody, it's the same thing as stabbing the person. You are killing the person's destiny. You are killing the person's reputation. Are we together? It's a serious matter. And if by chance you meet the wrong person, you know, the Jews thought they could slander. They met the wrong person. Let's go there. Let's go to Matthew 12. Let's go to Matthew 12. People are different though. Because if you are good, it won't reach you. But people are different though. People are dangerous. Let me wake up, Titobi. People are different though. People are dangerous. Matthew 12. Let's read from Let's read from 13 so that you understand the whole context of this story. 13. Matthew 12, 13. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. So Jesus here had healed somebody. 14. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him. Are we together? So after this incident, the Pharisees didn't like him. So they went to plot against Jesus Christ to see how they can destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Yet he warned them not to make him known, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends for justice to victory. And in his name Gentiles will trust. So Jesus Christ had beef with the Pharisees. Abi? Or they had beef with him. He didn't have beef with them. So they now plotted to destroy him. So they went and they did their plans and machinations. And then we then read about how the Spirit came upon him. Titobi, you can stand up. How they plotted on him. Or rather, how the Spirit came on Jesus. Are we together? Yeah. Drop your bag now. Drop your bag. Just move to the... Yeah. Just stand. It's not punishment. I tell people, maybe I'm telling you for the first time, it's not punishment. It's to help you. I mean, is it punishment? You've all been there now. It's not. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. All right, can continue. And the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? So because of the healing, people were saying, could this be the Messiah? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. So that plan that the Pharisees had, the outcome of that plan was that they were going to slander Jesus' ministry. Do you understand? So Jesus was doing ministry based on the power of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit came upon him, and that's how he was doing his power. But the Pharisees, the way they were going to attack Jesus and his ministry was that they were going to, through slander, change the perception of the ministry. So they will go around and start telling people, this guy is demonic. It's power of demon that he's using. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Hold on, you can stop here. So you see now that these Pharisees, their slandering work, unfortunately, they did it to the wrong person. Are we together? And the wrong person is not Jesus. So Jesus said, me, I can forgive. Again, the wrong person is the Holy Spirit. Are we together? Amen. Are you understanding? Huh? The wrong person is the Holy Spirit. The guy said, see, me, I'm a forgiver. That's why I came. I came to die for people's sins. But this person that I'm with, Holy Spirit, he does not, he's not part of that setup. He's not part of that setup. Oh. And in this age, in the age to come, you will remember this thing. Amen. Amen. Be careful, oh. Everybody, I'm telling you the truth, everybody that is saying these men of God are thieves, on that day, they'll come and ask you, oh yeah, where's your proof? And if you can't give that proof, hear this thing from me. People are going to hellfire. Let me, from here, segue into the next one. Let's go to Matthew 12. Oh, they say the same thing, Seth. Let's continue reading. Where were we? We were 32, Abby. Okay. Let's go to 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruits bad. For a tree is known by its fruits. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Can we read this together? One, two, go. Amen. You see, the seriousness of a word is not the seriousness of the intention behind the word. Meaning that a word that will condemn you doesn't need to come with energy. You can just carelessly and casually use words that will condemn you. Okay? It can be joke. I think we looked at that last week now. It can come as joke. It can come as, you know, it might look like it's a very trivial matter. Amen. That's why I tell you the truth. You need to be very, very careful around comedy. Okay? You need to be very, very careful. All of a sudden, I remember when I was young, because it's my generation that they really flooded church with comedians. Can I go and sit down? You know? All of a sudden, I just started hearing this phrase, Bros G. You know? Bros G. You get it? You know, comedian will be cracking joke in church, but in his mind, he's thinking that, okay, let me make Jesus more relatable with this joke. So you turn Jesus to Bros G. You know, Bros G just treats me fine. Amen. Are we together? Jesus is not Bros G. Amen. But you see, that's what jokes can do. When you will not begin to... The value of secret things. Things will not be secret to you again. Things have to be secret to you. I love Muslims. I love serious Muslims. Serious Muslims have energy. They're more intelligent. I remember on my work group one day, it was a Muslim. He just made one joke about Salah. And his fellow colleague, she finished him in public. Say, look, we are not jokers here. We know they say, I'm sorry. You know. Amen. Idle words. Careless words. People slander carelessly. Carelessly. People just say things carelessly. People just say, oh, he's a rapist. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. You know, so people can be so careless. You know, even you know the things people say, bro. Once upon a time, people used to say that Jesus would do ritual. That is Illuminati. People are too young. You don't remember those times were wild. I mean, wild times. People just look at people say that Kanye West sacrifices mother for fame. Bro, why you there? Why you there? Amen. Even pastors. Hey, oh boy. Pastor. We say that all of them are Illuminati. Is it that they invited you for their meeting or something? You don't know. You don't know. You don't say things. Of course, it's not like they're not born again people now, but that doesn't mean that you can just say things about people without facts. Bro, people will say it as in it was a common thing that Kanye West sacrificed his mother for fame. You know? They said Obama was Antichrist. You can imagine. As Antichrist. You know, people are so flippant with it. I tell you the truth. You understand? People can say crazy things. Was it not when, I think Davido now, there was one time when people around him were dying. Some people say he has gone to do jazz. As the jazz he has done, that is. How do you know he did jazz? Amen. Are we together? So you have to be careful, oh. You understand? Don't be naive. Don't be simple. Tap your neighbor and say, don't be simple. Don't be simple. Don't just believe things because people say them. You understand? Don't go on any emotional campaign. See, guy, when you want to judge a matter, say, when you want to judge a matter, you have to be very sensible. Well, it depends on you. For those of you that will, I hope all of you would live by these things, and God will bring you into leadership. You know, it's not amen. If you live by these things, God will bring you into leadership because you'll be a very high level person. So when you judgments, you know, don't just go with the emotions, though. You understand? They don't use emotion to judge. You get? Are we together? They don't use emotion to judge in life. Oh. You understand? Because you don't know, you cannot join something that is not. That's very terrible. And because of that, you would use your words to do more harm than good. You get? I remember there was this story recently about a gospel singer, popular gospel singer. She was complaining that her label manager was oppressing her or something. And then everybody just started, because people like her. It's not because people have judgment. People like her. People don't like the guy. But I think the guy is a rogue. You can tell this guy is a rogue. So people like her. She's a likable person. Arguably, if not the biggest, maybe after Sinatra, very big gospel. Some of you know what I'm talking about. So she came and started saying that she's her label owner is harassing her. She's not making money and everything. You know. They carried the guy to ESCC. ESCC carried the guy. And most people think that that's justice. You understand? Are we together? Most people think that's justice. But that's not justice. That's oppression. She's oppressing the guy because she has more power than him. Are we together? You want to judge a matter like that, you say, oh yeah, what is the term of your contract? If you have signed a contract, what is the term of your contract? Has your contract been breached? Or do you want to negotiate a new contract? Or do you want to come out of your contract? That's the conversation you have. Not just you just go on social media and start crying. I'm being cheated. I'm being oppressed. Because nobody was there when you were broke and the guy was paying for your car and your house. Eh? And he was spending money on you so that he can blow. You understand? During that time, you know, artists that have not blown, they're always thanking their label owner. You know, I just want to thank my label owner. You're the only one that believed in me in this industry. Yeah? When you blow, the story will change. You understand? Are we together? Life is treacherous, so you have to be careful. Amen. Don't be shocked like my friends. I was shocked. even myself, I was shocked though. Eh? So you mean that abortion story was a lie? That didn't shock me. Ah. God, I've not seen lie like that before and after. I've not seen. I respect a human being. Man can lie. Forget. Man can lie. And one of the worst things is to be lied against. Are we together? It's a very bad feeling. Amen. Are we together? It's a very bad feeling. And again, like I keep saying, you don't want to meet the wrong person. You know, this thing in life, because, you know, some people, I don't know, maybe I understand this thing now because people are trying me small, small. So I'm like, let's try. No, it's a phase of life. After, at the point in life, people start fighting you. It's just it's a phase of life. Maybe at your work or something, people start trying their power. I'm like, this fight that you want to fight, I'm the wrong person, no, to fight this fight. You know? Let's not go there, please. You understand? Because some people, you know, after a while, everybody will have something that's backing them up. Either they've done ritual, or they've done Holy Spirit ritual. You know, the ritual on the good side. Yeah. I don't encounter somebody that has agenda. You understand? So you don't want to slander the wrong person. Or just start fighting the wrong person. One lady like that, Oyibo lady, she wanted to, I don't know what I've done to this lady. She just went and said that I said I was not going to do something. When I'd never said anything like that. And I was in that meeting, you know, and she was telling my Oga. And then my bosses were not like, no, can I can't say that? Is that what he really said? She said, no. But you see, the vibe I was getting was that. Yeah. But you know, the vibe I was getting was that, you know, that's how people are. And someone in that meeting now told me, one of my guys now came and told me, I said, see what this person said. I was not like, wow. Okay. I said, let this thing just go. Yeah. It's part of life. It's part of life. But I tell you the truth, you don't want to meet the wrong person. You don't want to meet the wrong person. And you are the wrong person to play with, though. You get? Right? Anybody slandering you, just hold your peace. You get? Hold your peace. First, hold your peace until something else. Maybe you might then be instructed to say something else. But first, just hold your peace. Just hold your peace. Yeah, that's the default response. Hold your peace. You get? But the same way a curse against Israel can't stand, a slander against you can't stand. Do you understand? As long as you are in alignment with God, you are a dangerous person. Once you're in alignment with God, though, you're a dangerous person. If anybody wants to use words to curse, to deceive, to slander, to turn people against you, it is not you that they will fight. It is not God that they will fight. That's what Balaam told Balak. And look, these people of Israel, we can't curse them. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm referring to? That we can't curse them. For us to curse them, they have to fornicate. Then God will not be angry with them. The curse will not enter. But as long as they're in alignment with God like this, all these words that I'm saying, it will just be acting as energy and fuel to push them forward. Are we together? So lastly, gossip. I'll just say one or two things about gossip and then we close. Now, everybody understands what gossip is, so I won't define what gossip is or anything. But gossip is gist, okay? Unauthorized gist. You can put it that way. You know, unauthorized gist that it is not authorized. You get? Are you together? The gossip is one of the most dangerous ways. Or it's one of the most dangerous things to do. Because, everybody, hear what I'm saying. I'm closing now, so hear me now. What I'm about to say is one of the most important things you can hear in your life. Okay? The fastest way to come under the influence of a demon is to gossip. Are we together? I'll just say it's raw. I won't really do too much teaching so that you can really understand it when we close. Everybody that, when somebody comes to you with gossip, think like this. If someone comes to you with gossip, somebody has brought a demon, irrespective of that person's status as a man of God or not. Are we together? Because gossip is not unique to everybody. Gossip is if you have disciplined your flesh. Get. So, every gossiper, everybody that is bringing gist that is not authorized, just know that that person has brought a demon. And then the question is, should this demon transfer to you or not? That's what that interaction is about. That this person has brought a demon, and the question is that, should that person transfer the demon that they have to you or not? Are we together? The quickest way to destroy any organization is gossip. When I say organization, I don't mean company. Just any organization or people, community, anything that human beings have joined together to do. Even if it's just friendship, two people became friends or three people became friends. The quickest way to destroy any collective human endeavor is gossip. Are we together? In fact, gossip is the most potent form of witchcraft. Okay? Whenever witchcraft is at play, you see, you can't defeat a church power for power. Anybody that are defeating power for power, there's a real problem. You know what I mean by power for power? Maybe like now, one Jasmine will come here and say, I give you 7 days, you will die. That one is, if that's the spiritual warfare we are fighting, we thank God though. We thank God that a man will come to me and tell me now that I give you 7 days, you will die. I'll be happy. I'll be, food. Because I don't want to see the death that will withstand tongues. I don't know the power for power you want to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Power for power, you are undefeatable. Except if they are defeating you power for power, there's a serious problem. Maybe, well, it's possible if you go and enter the one that God did not send you to. They can flog you with cane. You get. Are we together? Let me just digress and say something quick on that. Please don't be careful of warfare prayer for other people. Seek permission first. Okay? Are we together? Maybe someone comes in and tells you now that in my family, you know, I go home one day and I saw one goat in the middle. Some those crazy things, right? That, you know, even though they're your friend, carry them to a higher spiritual authority to look at it. Are we together? Yeah. Because you don't just step into another person's warfare without backing. You have to be sure. Yeah, you have to ask God, God, this thing, as I'm entering into this thing now, are we good? God will tell you yes. Okay, there we go. Because there are other elements around some of those things. So if you enter and you are not... for instance, that's why as Christians, for instance, we pray personal prayer. We don't, for instance, say every principality in Ojodu, we bind you. You know, we don't pray, you never come for daily prayers and heard that kind of prayer. The reason is that the God sent us. If God did not send us, they will appear in our dream. I say, you want to bind us, Abby? Yes. All right. So, but power for power, not general, maybe one witch down the road or something like that. You know, that's why you shouldn't be afraid of witches. You know, I've told you before, there are witches in your class. Some of you are buying food from witches every day in the market. You know, some of you, the woman selling ice cream in your, you're buying ice cream from is a witch. Maybe the owner of the shop that you're buying provisions from is a witch. And some witches are everywhere. You get, right? So don't be scared of witches. You get, your neighbors are, some of you, your neighbors are witches. You understand, right? Some of you, even your landlord is a wizard. You understand? He's a wizard. You get, right? Witches are everywhere. It's not a, it's a religion like Islam. You get, is you can be converted, you can, you get. So, power for power, we are good. You get, you can't, the way you fight Christians is through gossip. That's how you fight Christians. Are we together? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how you fight Christians. You go, Satan's work is like DSS, is CIA kind of work. That's his kind of warfare. Satan will rarely ever want to fight you face to face. Only if you're a very ignorant person. That's when you can try face to face. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, what Satan is trying to do, he will always come in a cunning way. And it's true gossip. Satan's plan to destroy this church is that one of his surest plans is that he will try and bring in people that can start gossiping and spreading negative stories about each other. All of a sudden, people will start fighting each other. Church has finished. Do you understand? Amen. So you don't want to be in that crowd at all. Gossip is a very, very dangerous thing to be in. What do you do when you want to talk about the weather? Talk about the weather. Amen. Talk about last week's message. Are we together? Eh? Talk about prayer. Amen. Talk about making money. Are we together? It's not better to talk about making money. Yeah. See, you get one kind of business, what do you think of? What do you think? Is it better? Is it more productive? You can gather your friends now and say, bro, we can't be broke in this life. What do we need to do? You understand? You can gather people like that. Oh, yeah, let's pray. You go to that corner, go and pray for 30 minutes. I'm tired of this poverty. It must end today. Go and pray. 1 hour, let's come back. Let's now take our notes. What's God telling us? Your life will move forward. Are we together? But if you say you want hot gist, you know, you want hot gist in your class, who is dating who? Eh? Everywhere I'm in, I don't know bad things that are happening. In fact, when I eventually hear that bad things are happening, I'm shocked. I'm like, because you know me, I hold everybody in high esteem. I know the way life is. Maybe eventually you'll find out that the lady that you're holding in high esteem, she's the one sleeping. I remember it was my final year, I found out that one of my friends was sleeping with our course advisor. I was heartbroken because I thought this girl was a you know. But I'm always the last person to get the gist because I'm not concerned. To me, everybody's like angel. Let everybody be doing their work. Everybody be doing, is education I came to get. I've come to get the education, we go. Are we together? Why are you always the one that knows the gist? There's something wrong with you. And people take pride in those things. You know? I'm the plug. I'm the one that knows everybody's story. You are housing people's demons. You get? Bible says, in evil be novice, in good be expert. I don't know bad things. To me, everybody is good until you show me that you are bad. You get? So I don't know what anybody is doing. I'm always the last person. Things will be happening around me. It's so intense that someone can be leaving the office. I won't know. I'll just come to the office like maybe 3 weeks. I've not seen somebody. I'm like, where is this person now? You don't know. This person has left now. I said, I did not know. You understand? I did not know. Because I come to work. After work, I go. I don't know what's happening. I'm not following anybody to drink after work. I don't know anything that's happening. Are we together? Be like that. Be focused. Amen. Are we together? Knowing plenty things doesn't make you a better person. Do you get what I'm saying? It just makes you a more burdened person. You understand? Not every knowledge is useful. Most knowledge is not useful. It's the knowledge that you need. In fact, I've discovered that you don't even need to, in every situation you are in, you don't even need friends. See, without friends, just hear what I'm saying. Don't take it to the extreme. But without friends, you can advance in life. I'm telling you the truth. For instance, if you're in secondary school, for instance, now, you can have only two people you know. Two friends. Those are the serious students in class. Then your teacher likes you. That's all you need to advance. In university too, you can also know maybe five people. Then your fellowship people. Then you have a good relationship with your course advisor. You have a good relationship with your class rep. You will advance in life. You will go. At work. Usually at work is only one person you need to know to move. And that's the okapata. Once that one favors you, you are moving. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? You don't need to know many people. You don't need to know what is happening with this one, what is happening with that one. You can be ignorant in a good way. You get what I'm saying? Right? And you are advancing in life. You are achieving what you want to achieve. Things are moving fine. Are we together? So protect your space. You get. Don't listen to Entertainment Plus on TVC. You know what I'm saying now? When they will tell you who is Whiskey dating now. They will tell you who is this person dating now. Burna Boy is dating this person now. This one, Portable. This is the latest that's happening with Portable. Don't watch those things. Eh? Don't block. Not unfollow, block Insta blog. You get? Block. Once you see anybody that they are making money out of spreading gossip and gist, that is an operation of Satan. That, bro, hear what I'm saying. That is an operation of Satan. Once somebody is making money from it, block all of them. You understand what I'm saying? Even Christians, once you see any man of God once you see any prophet that is always prophesying about everything in the church, he's a fake prophet. Are you hearing me? He's fake. Everybody, prophets are not, the prophetic is not like, as I'm here now, God is telling me about Redeem. God is telling me about MFM. Are we together? That's not what prophet is, though. Once a man of God is giving you opinion on every topic, especially every trending topic. You know? Answers protests, you will come out. This is what the word of the Lord is saying. Okay, that one will pass. You understand? Election, you will come out. This is what the word of the Lord is saying. That one will pass. Are we together? Eh? Those are fake prophets. Oh. Block them. Block them. I know what I'm saying. Don't look at name. Don't look at popularity. Block them. Block them. It's a waste of your time. Are we together? You know how many dreams I have? Powerful dreams. Nobody knows. I didn't even tell my wife. Are we together? Powerful dream. Serial dreamer. After I dream the dream, if it's for me, I'll take the information. If I need to tell Papi, I'll tell Papi. That's all. That's finished. Nobody needs to know. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. We give you praise. Let us pray one prayer. Let's go to Psalm. Psalm 141. Or read two scriptures. Let's read James 1, verse 26 first. James 1, verse 26. Amen. Can we read together? One, two, go. Amen. Let's read this in Amplified. Amen. If you can't control your tongue, your religion is useless. It's worthless. Now let's pray with Psalm 141, verse 3. Amen. So please, I meant that thing I said though, especially about church, because most people don't know this thing. Okay? Don't allow somebody to make money off your sin. You know, somebody will make you sin and the person is making money off of your sin. Okay? We're not, I don't care what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I don't care what's happening everywhere. I'm focused on what God is doing in my own community. You understand? Are we together? I don't know. At the time men of God died, I don't even know they've died. I don't know. You understand? And we are not there's nothing. Hear me well. Hear me. Everyone hear me. There is nothing called Christian Twitter. It does not exist. Are we together? Huh? It does not exist. Okay? Some of you might not understand. A lot of the younger ones might not understand, but some of you understand what I'm talking about. There is nothing called Christian Twitter. It does not exist. Is that I using Twitter or X or Snapchat or YouTube? All of us are in the same pot. If you're using, you use. If you're not using, you don't use. Okay? Because a lot of people hide immature behavior under the guise of his Christian Twitter. So you can see the immature behavior of argumentation, arguing about scripture. Eh? It's childish to be arguing in public about scripture. It's childish. But many people don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't argue scripture. If you have this belief, it's your belief. If I have my belief, it's my belief. As long as it's not heretic. Some churches, they believe that women should not wear jeans. Amina, some of you are coming from those kind of churches. It's their belief, it's my belief. They are Christians, they have the Holy Ghost. I'm a Christian, I have the Holy Ghost, we are doing our thing. It is foolish to broadcast a 3-4 series on why women should wear jeans. It's not a topic. Diana, right? So argumentation on doctrinal, as long as it's not heresy, people would always have various beliefs in the faith. Okay? So we don't, it's not true argumentation that the word will now come out. It's not, is that was where we were 15 years ago. We've outgrown all those things. Okay? Number two, we don't attack other Christians that are immature in public. So if I see a man of God that I know is a genuine man of God, but he does something in error, I don't go out in public and go and call him out. Do you understand? He's not Gen Z. There's nothing like Gen Z Christianity. Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit. If you do wrong, you will be flogged with cane. You understand? Right? Holy Spirit cane. That's what I mean. So we're not just, it's not like there is no ministry of online critique where you play people's video, you now start saying this is what they are saying that is right, this is what they are saying that is wrong. You understand? It's gossip, it's slander. Are we together? Yeah. So follow your pastor. You understand? Who should I follow online? Follow your pastor. You have, do you know how many messages we have? It's lack of focus. Do you know how many messages we have? Oh boy. Messages are plenty. Since it's like 2015. Messages. In fact, there are some messages that you've never heard. Like you've never heard before. Maybe there's one message that Isaac preached once. He has not preached it since that time. One message. He did. There are messages. You understand? How many of you have heard of the revelation of the third day? You've not heard. You understand? There are messages. You understand? So there's message. If spiritual knowledge is worrying you, you understand? There's enough messages to fill your appetites. Are we together? Yeah. So let's read together. One, two, go. Can we read again? One, two, go. Yeah, so what is prayer really is? It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about bringing the because the person that does this work is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that guides the use of your mouth. Are we together? So whenever you want to speak out of turn, if you're under the control of the Holy Spirit, you will feel, you will get signal. It's a very clear signal. You will just know that this talk is wrong. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's the Holy Spirit that does that work, right? At times, maybe, no, let me not say that. But yeah, you will just know that, okay, this conversation, as the word is about to come out, you know, you will just have that restraint. The same restraint that you have maybe when you want to lie. You know, when you want to lie, you have that, don't lie. It's like they're holding your mouth. You know, you have that same restraint. Your emotion, everything will just go off. You just know that this conversation is not the right conversation. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So this prayer is so that that work can be more sensitive, because a lot of times, because your mind, and that's why you need to be, or that's why I'm teaching you, because when your thoughts, when your mind is aware of this, then the Holy Spirit can be more sensitive to you, or you can be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. All right, so let's pray that prayer. I use a prayer. I say, oh Lord, set a guard over my mouth, keep watch over the door of my lips. Let us pray.
lives.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Father, we ask for your forgiveness for all the wrong ways we have used our words. We ask, O Lord, that by your mercy, we shall not be condemned in the name of Jesus. We ask, O Lord, that as we go forward, that your spirit shall be with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our words bring life and not death. In the name of Jesus, let our words give you pleasure. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All right. Anyone coming for the first time? Do we have any first timer? All right. So we continue service on Saturdays, 1 p.m. But please come earlier than 1 p.m. because I think prayer starts 12:30, Abby. It's 12:30 now. Yes, prayer starts 12:30. So come for prayer. And you will be blessed. You're blessed, Abby. All right. Messages are available on a drive. So visit the Linktree link to listen. Please listen to these messages again. Listen to these messages again. All right, so cell meeting continues. Cell meeting sport activities continues this Friday at both Agulegba and Ojoju. So if you please make it a habit. Make it a habit. It's to have fun and to connect. Don't be too serious. You need to also, it's fellowship you get. You need to also connect and get to know one another. So don't be too much of a hustler. You know, that you cannot wind down. Are we together? Yeah. So those who signified interest in starting a business should wait behind to see Mr. Ben. Okay? Yeah. If you want to start a business, wait behind to see Mr. Ben. Okay? You people must start your business. Please just start your business. Don't be unserious. Huh? Are we together? So please see Mr. Ben and start your business. Start. You have to start. At least start first. Start, do your flyer. If you want to do, maybe not business card, shall do your flyer at least. You get start. Are we together? Please, I want you to start. Start your business. Start your business. And allow Mr. Ben give you the proper guidance you need. But please start. You have the ginger for it. Are we together? Yeah, don't procrastinate. I don't like procrastination. I've already told you. You can't be thinking now, what if you fail? You're already at the bottom. You understand? You're starting from ground zero. You can't be at ground zero and be thinking you want to go to ground 0.5 or something, you know, or minus one. There's no ground minus one.